Hello, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Asep. Currently, I will talk about building wireless MIDI controller with Elixir, ESP32, and Atom VM. So, Nanas is my own brand for my products. So, I will introduce myself again. I'm Asep. I'm based in Tallinn, Estonia. My daily job is as a web developer, and also I'm a product engineer and solopreneur designing and manufacturing Eurorack SYN modules and custom MIDI controllers. So everything is under the brand of Nanas, and this is just solely me. So I'm like a chief everything officer, from soldering, from designing, coding, selling, packing, shipping. So the problem, why I create this. Traditional MIDI usually use wired connector. There is some solution also, wireless MIDI solution, but they are using Bluetooth, which is I don't want to use, because I want to create a MIDI controller that can integrate with local network, my Wi-Fi local network. And they are usually proprietary ecosystem. And also because I'm a web developer, if I do DIY embedded with C and C++, it feels really complex for me. So I think my brain cannot catch up with it. And it has to be using manual memory management, and also it's really difficult to think about concurrency, like what happens if one knobs or faders or any other things need to do. So I think it's really complex in C++ for me. And I usually coding web with Elixir. So I'm searching the solution. Is there any possibility to run Elixir in microcontroller like ESP32? And I found Beam VM. So this is the solution that I create. I call it MIDI Mesh. It is open source design using ESP32. And it has to be compatible with Eurorack hardware, meaning at least the power header is the same, so I can put it on the rack of the scene. So that's why I create here using power header. But it can also be powered using battery pack like this, and it sends MIDI data over Wi-Fi via UDP. So what is Atom VM? Actually, this is a subset of Erlang VM, designed for embedded system. The key features is it has lightweight process, and it has also message passing between the process, and it can interface with GPIO, I2C, SPI, and UART. And actor-based concurrency model make the program easier to write and understand. And this is the most important, it support Wi-Fi networking in ESP32, which is I needed. And it supports this platform, ESP32, STM32, Raspberry Pi Pico, Unix, even Wasm. But the threat of Atom VM is it has limited Elixir standard library. So in the firmware itself, sometimes I had to call Erlang library directly from Elixir. And this is the hardware that I use. C3, the CPU is RISC-V 32-bit with 400 kilobytes of RAM, Wi-Fi, and it has quite decent I/O, like 5 ADC and 10 GPIO, and the cost is really minuscule, like 2 euros to 5 euros, depends where you bought it. And the power option, it's using USB-C, your power header for 5 volt, or you can use battery portable like this. And this is the architecture of MIDI Mesh. So the device, it has, for this POC, I have 4 knobs and 1 fader. It's an MIDI via UDP to port 4000. And I also had a desktop receiver. It is like a small program running in CLI. It is also written in Elixir. It connects to virtual MIDI port of the laptop. And it will listen from port 4000 and passing the MIDI data to DAW or to SYN software or to anything that you wrote the MIDI from your laptop. And this is the module architecture. So basically, there is a main application in the firmware, and I create every module, like knob module, Wi-Fi module, switch module, and MIDI generation module, and some configuration. And basically, it's just an Elixir module. And when I said about process-based and concurrency, meaning every hardware, every things in this hardware is just an Elixir or Erlang process. So basically, we have five independent processes here. Like every knob has their own Erlang process, and fader also same. And they are passing the message between the process to the main process via message passing, and the knob itself is like 150 millisecond polling cycle, so it will always reading the value. And this is how the knob process looks like when it is looping to reading the value of the potentiometer. It uses recursion, and we have pattern matching, so it has a clean flow. We can follow the code really easily. And since Elixir also immutable, there is no rest condition. And the good thing is because DIM, Atom VM is subset of Erlang VM, so each process will fail independently. So let's say the knob or the fader here fail, it won't like make the system go down. It's just one process will fail. And this is about Wi-Fi and networking. It supports station mode and AP mode. Station mode, basically, it will be a client connect to the access point, or the device itself will be an access point. For this demo, I'm using this as an access point because I will just want to connect directly laptop to this device. And originally, there is a switch to switch the operation between station mode and AP mode, but I just took it off yesterday because it's too wobbly. So I just hard-coded it into an AP mode. But actually in the firmware, to read the station and AP mode, I'm using GAN statum. It will like have a easy to read code between and also it has a clean state transition between the on and off between the mode. And this is the module for MIDI message generation. Basically, it will mapping the analog data, the raw ADC from potentiometer into a MIDI data from 0 to 127. Or if in the future I want to support like MIDI 2.0, it will just I can map it also to the to MIDI 2.0 value. And I'm using B10K potentiometer here, and every knob has their own CC mode. I'm hard-coded it from CC75 to CC79 because it's a general purpose CC number. And to build the firmware and deploy it to the hardware, it's only using mixed task. So Mix Atom VM install will install the latest image of Atom VM, and after that we can use PacBeam to compile the code into the firmware and just flash it using MixFlash. And I will demo the hardware after the slide finish, but basically this is the overview of the demo. A MIDI mesh connect with the laptop via UDP and in access point mode, and I will control cardinal modular scenes, but I don't want to explain what is cardinal because we have talked about cardinal after this. It will also demonstrate the low latency and how multiple knobs will do, and FP mode with the device. And this is some exploration for the future, because this can be integrated with the Wi-Fi network. It can be work as a distributed MIDI controller. Like, imagine the controller not just to control the synthesizer or the software, but it can also control maybe stage lighting, or maybe an artist can also do a collaboration with the audience, making music together, and doing multi-device synchronization. Everything is possible here. So basically, from the experience building this, why I'm using Elixir, the pros is concurrency model fits real time and also fit with the nature of hardware, developer productivity, and OTP patterns for reliability. And the challenge here is the smaller ecosystem. Elixir in embedded and Atom VM has a smaller ecosystem rather than C, C++, or even MicroPython, and need hardware-specific NIFs if needed. And the takeaway here is functional programming is actually works on microcontrollers. BIM process naturally with to model embedded systems. Atom VM also brings Elixir to IoT or hardware. And wireless MIDI enables can be enables new music applications, and it make it accessible because I'm using open hardware and open software. So this is some resource. The firmware itself I host in GitHub. You can just go there, and there is a desktop receiver there, and the license is open source. So thank you, then we can do the demo. So this is, this one will control the mixer of dispatch. Wait, is the engine, oh yeah. So I'm starting, let's make something. So mixer channel one. Now I'm adding some scene. And this one for controlling the coarse of the oscillator. And it's a low latency. Let's make it more interesting, adding the snares. And like I said before, it can be like concurrent between the knobs and the fader. like I'm controlling this together. Let's add some delay. So everything is still like working in a real time. Okay, so it's done.
No. I mean, you can decrease the volume a bit because they cannot hear you talking over.
Ah, okay. But how? I cannot control the volume. Okay, maybe just the mixer. I will try to make it like, okay, I think this, it's fine. So basically, it can control any software scene, but for this one I'm using Cardinal. Then imagine if we can control the scene together with the audience. And you can also build some, like, it's modular, modular MIDI controller. Making it as a, let's say, like 8-track channel of mixer, something like that. It's, everything is possible. So yeah, that's it. Talk from me, and maybe if you have any questions.
Thanks, really nice to. Can you stop the music
yep,
now? So then?
I will stop it.
Sorry. Okay, that's great. I mean, I'm not going to give you a round of applause. I mean, now you see why I wanted the music production dev room at FOSDEM. We needed something like this. So we have a few questions. I'll start from...
Hi. Thanks a lot. It's really nice to see. I've also played in the past with ESP and doing MIDI over Wi-Fi. Uh-huh. So I was wondering, because you're using UDP, why you're not using RTP MIDI, right?
Yeah, I'm not using RTP MIDI. First, in Atom VM that I use, there is no MDNS module yet. First, that's one. And the second one is, I think broadcasting is the simplest one here. And you can just connect with everything.
Yeah, the nice thing with RTP MIDI is that there's already a lot of standardized libraries, tools.
Yes.
Your laptop already has it built in, so you don't need to run an extra service. You have discovery built in, etc. So, and then now MIDI 2.0, it has its own UDP stack, I think, or
yes.
Implementation. So
I read that protocol also. About MIDI 2.0.
Do we have any other questions? Oh, sorry, that was.
I'm just wondering of the use of UDP. What happens if the packet cannot be received by the other side? Because it's comparing the current value.
Yeah.
That means you can, you know, one value is not sent and is not triggered
again.
It will
just lost, simply lost. And but you can, since usually in the music you are, you start always tweaking, it's neglected. Okay,
we have one more question here.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Regarding the future improvements that you were saying earlier, have you heard about Tau 5 that could help working on multiple devices simultaneously over the same network? I don't know if you already heard about it and maybe thought about using it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about like having a multiple device, something like that. It's possible.
We have one last question and then we'll switch presentation.
Okay.